Peter Nehoshi 2:34. O Son of Man, wert thou to speed through the immensity of space and transverse the expanse of heaven, yet thou wouldst find no rest save in submission to our command and humbleness before our face. What is God? Once upon a time in Okinawa, there were five little children. One day, Anissa, the smallest one, asked Mother, "What is God? Is God just pretend like the fairy tales? Or is he real?" Mona, Asma, Riaz, and Shala had just come running into the house. They'd been roller skating outside in the parking lot next door, and they were all out of breath. So they were happy to sit down and listen to how Mother was going to answer that big question. Mother took Anissa onto her lap and said, "Look at that painting on the wall there, Anissa." It was a painting of an Okinawan village. "What would you think if I told you that one night I had left some paints and an empty canvas on a shelf? Then something accidentally hit the shelf, and all the paints and the canvas fell onto the floor. The paint splattered the canvas, and suddenly, totally by accident, that picture appeared." The children all laughed. "That would have been some accident," Riaz shouted. Mother Asma said, "Mom, you painted that picture." Mother said, "Yes, I did. But you know that someone had to have painted it, because it's not just a bunch of paint on a canvas. It has order, houses, people, shapes. Think how much more order the simplest insect or even a plant has. If you look inside, you can study the cells it is made up of. So much order, we humans still cannot understand even the smallest and simplest thing in creation. How much more order is there to us humans? Some wonderfully great intelligence had to have created all of this. We know that because it exists, it had to have a creator. That creator we call God." Mona said, "But Mom, what about all the things that humans make, like cars and computers and stuff?" "God doesn't do that. We do," Asma jumped in. "And people make other humans when they have babies." The children all giggled again. Mother smiled and explained, "Man can sometimes get to thinking he is so smart because we humans can invent wonderful things to make our lives easier. But no matter how many things we invent, we're just putting puzzle pieces together. All the bits were there already. We don't make anything new. We just assemble it. That goes for us making babies, too. Daddy and I had no control over what each one of you were going to look like, whether you were going to be a boy or girl, have freckles or hair that is curly or straight. You just put us together with the puzzle pieces that came in the box," said Anissa, nodding. That made everyone laugh so hard they were falling on the floor. Shala frowned and said, "Why did you have to make me from the box with freckles? Freckles and curly hair, yuck, I hate my freckles and curly hair." All the children laughed again at that. Mother continued, "God made everything in the universe, and we can never understand what God is. We only know a little about God from what the great teachers that God has sent us tell us about him. We know from them that God loves and cares for each one of us. We are promised that God only lets happen to us that which is best for us, for our training and growth. In return for this love, we should love and obey him. We do that by loving and obeying the great teachers that God has sent to teach us. Now, who can tell me some of the names of those great teachers?" All five children sang out, Jesus, Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna, the Baha, Baha'u'llah. Very good, said Mother. Lucky for you that all of you answered so well, because I just happened to have some freshly baked cookies for some smart children. The children cheered and jumped up and ran to the kitchen to the cookies. Their energy restored, they were ready to go out for some more roller skating.